Our markets in general do not like uncertainty. I'm Keith Weinberg with your Farm News Update. Our livestock markets, particularly cattle markets, do not like uncertainty, especially in the last few weeks as we've been watching the market up and down. And it seems like the cattle market has been following what's going on with the outside markets.
No question. Keith, thanks for having me on.
Brad Koyma with Koyma, Koyma & Varlick, based out of Sioux Center, Iowa.
You know, so yeah, you might as well start with that disclaimer, because I certainly am not a global economist, and certainly it's impossible to predict cattle prices, but it makes it even more difficult when you're dealing with the dynamics of concern about what's next on the tariff, what does that mean in terms of our economy, and does that send ripples through the stock market, et cetera. Cattle, as I've said over and over, don't like uncertainty, and you can see that the participants have basically been true to their word there. Open interest is down over 80,000 contracts here in the last week and a half, and that contributed to the sell-off. You know, you had long liquidation, you had the fund guys coming out, so the long speculator, the fund manager, he doesn't like that uncertainty thing, and so he goes to the sidelines, and that does not help prices.
And Brad said he continues to watch the stock market as the cattle market, stock market have been working kind of in tandem, but something happened here just a couple days ago.
The stock market was higher, and we had, late morning, 11, 11:30, 12, we had a pullback in the stock market. In fact, the S&Ps came all the way back to slightly lower for the day, and for the first time in about 10 days, the cattle futures chose to ignore that. In fact, the spreads were flipping at the same time. In other words, the June started to gain on all the back months. So, you know, cross your fingers, I'm hoping maybe we're starting to get a little bit of a separation. I don't have to trade lockstep with everything over there.
But one thing is for certain, we have tight cattle supplies.
Particularly in the north, you know, I'm a firm believer as the north goes, so goes the rest of the market.
So we watch those cattle markets. With your Farm News Update, I'm Keith Weinberg.